Wait, did you hit play?
It's recording.
Mine, what's going on with the computer?
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
This is Bill.
And it's Joe.
We still have Joe here. He's been here like for 4 weeks.
He's still here.
going home. Today is Sunday, July 17th, 2011. Thank you for joining us. We still have Joe in our little group here. And the first question I want to ask you is, what do you think about our intro?
Keep in mind that I am going to be adding a little bit of something
right
to it. And I'll show you what that is afterwards, because they're going to hear it already, but...
You've got like a rap monologue?
Okay. Yes. For the brethren.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
No, I liked it.
Right. It was, do you think it's too long? Most people say it's too long.
I don't want to hear it. I'm so tired. Turn it in cut it in half.
It's under a minute. It gets you, you get a chance to get settled, and you can always move the little slider along and be done.
Yeah,
you
fucking
you
lazy people.
Good, because I like it, and I think it's going to stay for a while. And
although,
some people don't like it.
Because nobody submitted anything
right,
to the contest.
Right.
Although, Ricky, you do lose your gay card for not knowing the...
Yes.
The song from
Bam,
Victor Victoria.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Hand
I don't know
it
what
over.
It is.
How have you never
Hand
seen Victor
over.
Victoria?
I
Julie
don't know.
Andrews cross dresses.
She dresses like a schoolboy or something.
No.
Oh,
you just
She's,
lost.
Oh,
it.
Is that Barbara Streisand?
You're done. No more.
Are you talking Does about
you
know?
You're talking about
maybe
you're talking
so,
about
yeah.
She's All That with Amanda Bynes.
I will find.
Wait, didn't
Victoria
they do that in a soccer
Victoria.
Movie too, where a girl dresses a boy to be on the boy's soccer
she's
team?
All That.
She's All That.
Yeah. Oh, is that the Indian girl?
What?
Was she Indian?
No, that's
no,
you're thinking.
Amanda Bynes is who we're talking about.
But there was one about the soccer team
no.
with an Indian girl
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's in
like
dress up. That's like
yeah,
Venom
spend it like
Beckham.
Oh, okay.
First of all, the one with Amanda
that's
Bynes
with
is actually a modern retelling of a Shakespeare play.
Yes, it is.
Twelfth Night.
Oh
yes.
Oh, sorry.
Get up on your shit. He's got to get educated.
Chicago has a Shakespeare theater,
actually, and they're
on Navy Pier,
and they're making
yeah.
it larger with the new pier.
That's really cool what they've decided to do with the pier. Have you seen the mock-up of it?
No,
it's really neat. They're going to put like a little forest in there.
Have you guys have you been to the Shakespeare Theater yet?
No,
it's actually a replica of the court.
Oh,
so it's actually cool. In the round like that. And
so they do they only do Shakespeare stuff there?
I'm going to say 90%. Occasionally they'll do another Shakespearean or Elizabethan type mm-hmm. performance.
Is it expensive?
It can. It's like every other professional theater in Chicago.
Yeah.
It can be expensive, but it can be cheaper. You just got to look for your tickets.
Well, the price is like 30 to whatever.
I'm not going to quote them because I don't know.
Mm.
But you can still go.
That's one thing. I've never seen a Broadway show, an opera, a play. I've never seen any
oh,
of that
honey.
Stuff.
We should take him to Beauty
Joe,
and the Beast.
It is okay.
It's in town now.
No,
it's okay.
It's a good thing that you know me now.
Uh-huh.
Remember, this was my profession for 3 years full time. I have a degree in it. I can help a brother out.
Bill will have to lead you into the gay wilderness
yes.
of
I don't think I want
theater.
To.
You
don't. Why?
Know.
You don't want to
no,
be cultured?
When you get in,
you don't want
when
this?
You get in, you're like, oh my God, this is fabulous.
The first one I want to see is Wicked, and I have not been able to see Wicked, so I don't want to see anything else until I see Wicked.
Okay, where will you go see Beauty and the Beast?
Did I say Beauty and the Beast?
First of all, there
no.
is so much better theater that's here
no,
in
I'm
Chicago
right
that's not on the Broadway mm-hmm. tour.
It's one of my favorite.
Oh my God, people. Shoot me now.
I just have an emotional connection with it, that's all.
To Beauty and the Beast?
I do.
What's
okay.
the other?
It was one of the first ones I saw when I was younger.
Earlier musical with
Asshole.
The fairy tale theme.
Are you talking about the Stephen Sondheim's
yes.
Into the Woods?
Into the Woods. You should see
that's
that.
A good one.
That one
actually,
that's
you
a good
can,
one.
You can
too.
Rent that on video with Bernadette Peters. It's actually really fantastic.
Vanessa Williams may very well be, her version may very well be on DVD.
Yeah. Because yes. Vanessa Williams was the Wicked Witch, or the Evil Witch in the Broadway revival.
What is the story of? Cinderella or something?
No, the first act is a bunch of different storytells, and then the second act is kind of like what happens after the happy ever after. The happy ending. Like all the like the shit that really happens.
So it's like the real actual story.
You know, like, oh, hey, this girl gets raped.
Like Rapunzel.
Oh, hey.
Like the real story of Rapunzel isn't Disney's version is.
And then it's like, oh, hey, Little Red Riding Hood was really kind of like, you know.
A slut.
No, picked up and molested by like a child.
Right.
Yeah. Molester. And then it's like, oh, hey, like what happens afterwards? Mm-hmm. You know, when the hot boys that you always dream about leave you high and dry.
Know what that's about.
Shut up. You big old slut.
And a segue into Ricky's week.
There is no Ricky's
like,
what?
I like Joe.
Ricky's week.
Can Joe stay? Screw his week. Let's talk about his day.
There's nothing to talk about.
There's two things to talk about.
What? What is it? Please inform me of what happened that I may know.
No,
or
I don't know. We, the thing is, we don't know what happened.
We just know there's two.
How did you know about the second one?
I didn't share
that with anybody.
The internet's a crazy thing.
Yeah. No, it was not on the internet.
We just ask questions and then you kind of smile and we read you.
Or someone else reads it for us.
The door.
You're looking
not,
around.
You're not supposed to be...
Where's that bitch?
Actually, she never said anything.
No.
She was easy to read just like you are.
Yeah. It was one of those, so tell us about such and such. Which one?
Oh!
And then we were both like, oh.
Hot damn.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
So basically...
All I have to say is I know you don't know what to say.
Ricky had a cuddle date last night, and he was really cute. Was he cute in person?
He was very cute.
That's nice.
And he's not was not as gay as I thought he was going to be.
Which is good. I'm glad you gave him a chance, even if he was.
He has
are we
nice
naming
white
him
teeth.
Sephora? Can we name him Sephora?
No.
No?
But Lauren automatically said, oh, well, you're going to start being his boyfriend, right?
Because she wants product.
Right.
Speaking of, she just put on a little black
dress.
Yes,
she did. She's turned into a hooch. Which one?
Damn.
Really? Which one? Really?
I'm sorry.
She was just trying to be helpful.
So do we have real shit to talk about?
Not really.
We don't have anything else to talk about.
This
what do you have on
this? So fast.
Chicago fashion. So yes. What have you noticed?
Tell us.
It is.
Do you like the deep V's?
It is a lot
boys?
More tailored no. and a lot more artistic.
Oh yeah,
I would have imagined considering.
Yeah, Chicago has completely embraced that skinny jean '80s hipster look with mullets and rat tails
and neon colors.
Yeah, and oh my god,
and '80s '80s Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
And how many of us are able to shop at H&M?
Right. Not many.
Not me.
You could.
My 350 pounds cannot
I thought
shop
I could.
Oh, you had
the H&M experience.
Yeah. Oh, I tried on a shirt and
I wear their underwear. That's
I
about get, it.
That's what I, t- that's what I told. Like I told Josh. I was like, oh, let's go to the underwear section. I could probably wear that.
So you know that green plaid shirt that the button up that I can the snap buttons? I bought that at H&M for
the
like,
one that's about to pop off?
Oh yeah, the one I just wore the other day. Mm-hmm. It's like it was like $4 at H&M. I'm like, oh, I love this. I'm like, I just want to be skinnier. I can't breathe, but it's so nice.
I'm like in the H&M.
Isn't it disgusting?
And it's... trying on and shirts, I'm fine. No, I can wear all the shirts in the H&M. Go into the jeans section. Text the picture to the husband so that he can give me a yay or nay. When I get the laughter and the, oh, I'm sorry, was that like a no? It was like, no, it wasn't.
See,
in fact, it was actually, I thought it looked good, but now it's going back on the rack. I don't care.
I have the opposite experience there. I could wear some of their shirts, but their pants are, wait, what did you just say? Your pants didn't fit, right?
Right. Well, everything I was wearing.
No, I have the same experience. Not
in
H&M.
Yeah, you can't. No.
But like in Express.
You can't wear the pants at H&M.
Right. Like in Express, I can wear their shirts extra large, but their pants only go up to 38s, which I wear 38.
And you can't find.
But at the same time, here's the thing.
It's so hard. No, they do have them.
Dress pants, you like no matter who you are, you feel like you always have to go up an extra size.
Absolutely.
They just don't fit the same as
I think Jesus needs to change that shit.
Speaking of, Jesus is accepting of Botox.
He is.
Yes. So we don't have cable. And
but we do.
But now that I now,
but are now, you stealing it?
No. But now that the internet is finally hooked up for my work.
Oh my God, finally.
When I first started working from home and they set it up in my old place, mm-hmm. The guy was really nice and really hot and cute and kept flirting with me and he gave me a splitter.
But he was straight?
I don't know what he was. But he was foreign, too.
No, he was foreign.
He was really...
Yeah, you knew what he was.
He was hot.
Yes, he was a close talker and I learned all about his masters and all about what his dreams are. And I'm like, I'm single. You want to stay? My balls weren't that big then.
What?
My balls weren't that big then to actually just be like,
this is pre-James Arai.
Yes, very pre. So anyway, there was a splitter.
Joe is so uncomfortable. Poor thing.
Oh my God, I'm black.
I'm like,
black of the berry.
Sweeter juice.
Oh, do you know where that's from?
Yeah, do you?
It's from a play.
No, well, actually, it's from a musical.
It's from a musical, and it's from...
and a movie that you should know because
it's
it has the
Sound
biggest...
of Music.
What?
Are you talking... The Color Purple.
What? First of all, let's...
Joe is like dying
I need to read
right
through
now.
This. So first of all, you think that Julie Andrews in the German hillsides running from the Nazis is saying the black or the berry, the sweeter the juice.
The hills are alive with black or the berry.
Is it the cage bird sings?
It's Fame.
What?
Oh.
they also say it in Hairspray.
Well, yes, but Fame came first.
Yes, I know. I'm saying they also say it.
I've never seen Hairspray.
What?
I don't know.
Shut up. Even the John Waters?
No.
Divine?
I didn't see it.
Who the hell are you?
Okay. You're going to need to have like 20
steps. I
did
see Crybaby. I saw Crybaby.
That doesn't count.
Well, I mean, it does because it's...
No.
It's still John Waters, but it's not...
Doesn't make up for it, I should
it's
say.
It's gay adjacent.
Yeah, I mean, it's gay adjacent. I like that term.
Gay adjacent.
Gay adjacent. Gay adjacent.
But we're going to call it gay shent.
No, you can't call it gay shent because that sounds like you're being, like, Asian rude.
Speaking of, I'm going to see Juju B next week.
You are so rude.
Wait, what were we talking about, though?
So rude.
Black or the berry, sweeter
no,
the
no,
juice.
No. Jesus and Botox.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, or collagen.
Collagen. Whatever. Same
difference. So anyway, so we have like free basic cable, like the basic.
Housewives. Did you see it on Housewives?
No. Oh. We get at least like 16
we don't get Bravo.
Jesus channels.
Mm-hmm.
Of all different kinds of Jesus channels.
At least.
And I do find my time.
Are there 16 different kinds of Jesuses, apparently?
Apparently. I sometimes don't understand, but I get sucked into leaving it on like the Jesus music television.
I think it's because it's from your past.
Because, well, that, and sometimes I'm just like, holy shit, they're really brainwashing people these days because this actually music isn't that bad. But then you listen to what they're saying and you're like, oh no, can't do this.
No.
But then I turn to this other channel and there's this woman whose face looks like it's been worked on forever.
Right.
And she is on there talking about how God likes alternative medicine. And God and Jesus wants you to be healthy. He and all those people up there, they want you to go and get collagen implants.
Oh, my God. Because, are you kidding me?
Because Jesus wants you to be happy on the inside and the outside. And she went on this whole thing about how collagen is safe and how everyone needs to go out to do it. And God and Jesus approves. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah.
I'm kind of grossed out by that.
It was fascinating.
And upset.
It made me laugh really hard. And I kept watching.
But she had no expression, right? Jesus wants you to have collagen.
No, she just had
plastic surgery.
No, she just had modern day Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith.
Lips.
Yeah.
We met a lady. Josh and I were down in the mall. It's called 34 Block or 43 Block or Block 34 or whatever. It's like a new mall. It's only been there for a year. And we walk into Anthropology. Is that what it's called?
Anthropology.
It's a women's store. First of all, I thought it was only for pregnant women.
Not necessarily for women.
It has all women's clothes.
Well, clothing, yes. But they also have like...
The stuff that we look at candles and stuff.
Who shops at a place called Anthropology unless it's like all dated old stuff? Yeah, Lala tells you. I've never been there. I'm just saying it's a really weird
name. Well, anyway, we go in there.
Clothing store.
And Josh and I are in there looking, and I'm like, okay, this place sucks, and it's giving me a headache because all this shit stinks. So, but this lady walks up. First of all, I see her from behind, and I see what she's wearing, and I'm like, Josh, look at this. And as soon as he looks at her, she turns around. She's like, she had her duck lips, and she was like, isn't this a great store? It's wonderful. The product has gone way up, and the prices too. And Josh looked around. He goes, fantastic plastic.
She looked like Amanda Lepore.
Very scary. It was like, is she happy or sad? Or I don't know what's going on with
She's
her.
Grieving.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't. Not everyone is born with, what do they call
great genes?
My lips.
Yeah. BJs.
DSLs.
DSLs.
Speaking of, my mom told me I had DSLs. My mom.
You know what that is, Joe?
Yeah. And where did your mother get that particular phrase from?
Well, first of all, his mother is a.
She's only
young and
she's
special.
She's only 15 years older than me.
Can we ask your man what he thinks you have?
You are more than welcome to ask him anything you want to ask.
Hey, Joe's man.
If he wants to answer, he is more than welcome to answer.
Pink or brown?
Yeah, pink or brown.
Pink or brown, Joe?
Brown. Oh, do a brother
lips,
knows.
Do brown, everything else.
Upstairs or downstairs lips?
Do darker folk have pink nipples?
Huh?
Are there black people with pink nipples?
I think so.
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never paid attention.
Maybe they have like, what's it called? Vitiligo of the nipples.
Yeah, Michael Jackson had them.
Yeah.
Years of bleaching.
Years.
Ouch. That's a lot
Clorox,
of bleach.
Clorox wipes. Yeah.
So did the lady on the Jesus channel go off on a, Jesus wants you to send me money to.
No. But she did go off on how Jesus agrees. And God thinks that this is okay because God created these things.
And God wants me to go to Belize to get my lips done.
But God did not create a gay person.
No, he did not.
No, the devil.
No.
No.
Gays are of the devil.
No. And if you disagree,
and I'm kinda happy
call
with
us.
That.
Let us know.
No. Please.
I'm sure we have those people that listen to us.
I will no longer be a guest on the show if you start getting and responding to those type of phone calls. That is way too much discomfort for me. And y'all know I'm not shy.
So not at all.
So yeah, so the fashion here is interesting. Now that we're like crazy.
It has been.
You'll see it. Well, actually, you may even see more of it that we're going up to the Southern because that area.
Actually,
is like
I think you're
going
to be in the hotbed of the straight douche hipster
yes.
world.
Little
have
hats.
You noticed all the people on bikes, too? You haven't been in this area too long, but you'll
no,
see
but
bikes
the biking
everywhere.
Is quite.
It's a pop. It's
even
a,
downtown.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I would not drive my bike downtown. I know that.
I don't know. I think that the new bike rental thing downtown, though, is a fascinating, wonderful, fantastic thing. Did you know about that?
Yeah. We have the Go Chicago card, and we were going to take the tour.
Oh, did the bikes come with it, too?
Yeah. You know what we should go do?
What about the little machines?
The Segways.
The Segways.
That would be really fun to go do. I kind of want to do that.
Yeah, it's expensive, so.
It really is expensive, but I really would want to do that. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, it's like $100 to do.
Oh, that's bullshit. Tour. I'm not paying $100.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, Groupon.
I have seen
Groupon. Oh, she has a Groupon for it, right? Yeah, next week she's going to it.
Nice. Let us know, Lauren. Lala, let us know, Lala.
She's probably taking a
I
hot
think
date.
That if you live in Chicago, that you should automatically get a discount because you're already here. You just don't want to do it on foot. You want to do it on a little motor machine.
Okay.
When I used
you
to
do realize that you just spoke how Midwestern and fat you are. And the reason in which we all are is because of that attitude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Agreed.
That we should get a discount
I am
because
not
we live here.
Midwestern.
Oh. And lashed out with Midwestern and fat.
Yeah.
Guess who's the fat one now?
You.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still fat.
Speaking of that, Freddie is the one that emailed us that, right? How we used to, how we have now switched places and yeah. I'm no longer the fat one.
That was funny.
You've met Freddie, right? You all hung out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was yeah. 2 years ago.
I think Walt may be coming back out there sometime soon or something.
Oh,
maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything.
I just realized I have a friend in Dallas.
How far away is Dallas from Austin?
The only thing... About 4 hours? 3 hours?
Oh, damn. That's a long time.
Wait, actually...
Was that worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't my lesbian's partner from his family from Dallas?
Is Freddie worth it?
Isn't Freddie's always worth it?
He told me. He emailed me. He's like, you haven't come to see your daddy yet.
Or Fort Worth.
I was like, oh, hey.
I don't know.
And so is Freddie's husband.
Well, yeah. Well, Jed's daddy,
hi,
too.
Jed.
Jed's a daddy, too.
Hey.
They're both daddies. I was going to show you their pictures with their sons. They have really cute sons.
Oh, that's the people.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They're
cute.
Babies. I would love to have Freddie for dad. I think he would be so cool.
I'm sure he'd like to be your dad.
I'm telling you, I would have pulled the goalie a long time ago if I could have babies. Oops.
You'd be driving like a soccer van right now. Oops. With like 14 kids.
I forgot my birth control.
They'd be on this podcast right now. They would be on this podcast right now.
Right. There are some podcasts, I'm trying to think of some of them, that have their children on it sometimes.
What?
They'll ask them like questions about how they feel about certain things.
I think Rosie does that every so often. She'll have her adult
kids. Speaking of, did you see the video of that little boy talking to the married...
The married gay guys? That was so cute.
It was adorable.
He's like, so y'all are husband and husband?
Husband and husband?
I've never seen that before.
He goes, that's weird.
So that means you love each other, right?
Right. And then he's like, at the end, he's all thinking about it. He's like, I'm going to go play ping pong. You guys can come if you want.
Yeah. It was so damn cute.
So, would you two ever have children?
Yes.
It was a prereq.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I want to have a soccer team.
I want
of kids?
No, I want a boy band.
That too.
So did what's that guy? Now he's in jail.
Yeah, but I mean,
Ron.
I'm talking about to raise, not to like have live in the house.
No, see, I'm not. Oh, that, no. No. I would much prefer their fathers anyway.
Okay.
Even though I'm dating a child.
How?
Rude.
Good one.
Yeah, bad boy.
Oh yeah, bad boy.
Fucking club pounds.
Oh, it's so easy sometimes.
Yeah, you are.
Hi.
That's what I like about you.
So you yes. want like newborns or
yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
Well,
troubled children.
That opinion of mine changes as I get older. I grew up in a family that had no problem with adopting, and mm-hmm. they were going to.
I'm adopted.
I have a very specific mm-hmm. memory of.
Technically.
Yeah,
that's by my grandparents. Story. I mean, but it's adopted. Technically, my mom's my sister,
but they raised you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My family, I have specific memories awesome. Where my aunt, my uncle decided that they were going to adopt because they couldn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my aunt giving me a catalog of kids and for my brother and I to look for because they didn't care, but they seriously had a book that the adoption agency gave them of people and like profiles and said, who do you want for cousins? And my brother and I, we wanted this other brother couple because also reading it, we understood that, you know, very rarely would they'd probably be adopted separately. They're the same age as us. But they could have played with us, whatever. But they ended up adopting a sick infant because no one wants, you know, children that have medical problems, whatever. Though this girl has grown up to be like one of the biggest prodigies that I've ever seen in my life in several aspects. But she's a little mixed, wonderful person that's now like 22. You know, with diabetes and high blood pressure and all this other stuff that she was born with.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have no problem adopting. I do think that, though I've always said that I wanted a Russian baby, I think I would probably want to adopt an American kid just because there's so many people here to adopt. But I don't think that as much as I want a baby and I really, really would love to have that whole process, I don't think that I would have any problem adopting, you know, an older child. Now, I don't think I'd want to go anything older than probably, honestly, 6, 7 is a little too old. I think I'd probably want something younger than 4 just so that, you know, there isn't a lot of other conditional things in there right. that I could have much more of an impact, you know.
Right. I would agree. However, I do think that personally, I wouldn't mind like maybe adopting and then having a baby too.
Yeah, but
like the balance of it all.
Then again, with my past exes, which always screwed me over in this realm, I've always thought about doing the foster care as well.
Yeah,
especially because
I think that would be too hard.
Because I work from home, I don't know. Part of me thinks that I don't know though. I would love to be able to give.
Yeah, but when they're taken away because they get adopted, I mean,
it's just
happens.
Like I would have no problem having a foreign exchange student.
Yeah,
because I just like the fact of being able to enrich people's lives and then sending them on their way.
You're still connected with them. You're still. It's not like if when they're adopted, like it's not like you're not able to talk.
We haven't had these in-depth conversations about like what we actually want to do. Besides, because we both have lesbians or females that are yearning for our sperm to give us the babies.
Yeah, baby.
Alrighty,
I want one of those lesbians.
You mine's not infiltrated a mine.
You're.
if you said, "Hey Lori, can I stick my sperm in you, and will you give me a baby?" She'd say,
be like, "Yes,
okay," because she's ticking. She wants it. She wants it. But the people that want it as well, we're all like, "Well, we're not ready yet."
But is she ticking because she wants it for herself?
No, she's ticking because she's 33,
and she just wants to give one to someone else.
She's just her body is saying, "I'm yearning to be a mama."
Oh, it's not that. You know, Ricky is just hot and
no,
she's just ready to mount him.
But she is.
Though she is blonde, so
she is. But she is.
No, she's a dirty blonde. But you're looking at me because yes, she bleaches it platinum.
Uh-huh.
But she is a blonde in real.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she's a twin. But
twin.
Then well, then your girl though is a redhead too.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, Murray.
Murray.
Oh, I don't know her.
No. You haven't met
her. Is that San Diego girl?
She is.
Oh, okay.
The one that lived in Korea.
She's my best friend. She's my best female friend ever. Like, her and I were born 3 days apart.
I thought Lauren was. Oh, no. That's awkward.
Well,
never mind.
No, cut it.
Well, from personal experience, it totally changes your life, and it totally is worth it.
Do you have kids?
We helped raise two brothers, but they've grown up and they've moved on. So,
do they still talk with you?
The oldest one does. The other one lives in Dallas.
And
we just haven't seen him in a while.
Mm. I want kids one day. I think I'd be a really cool dad.
I know I will be.
I honestly think that I was meant to be a father.
Yeah.
Or an educator.
But
both.
Well, I know I'm
the devil prevented that from happening.
Yes.
Not really.
No, he did.
No, he didn't.
No.
The equipment works. The swimmers are there. All he has to do is
How do you know it works? Right. You haven't tried it to know that they work.
Okay, first of all, I know my family and I know how fertile they are. And I can guarantee you that I'm gonna have twins.
Five.
As well.
Bam.
Blam. Twins.
My father's a twin. Triplets. I have twin great uncles. The other side of the family. We've got twins. Yeah, it's Kempner's guaranteed, no matter what.
Well, Bill, don't you just have everything in your life?
Yes, he does.
Ricky.
But are you like totally ready for
Bill says no one's ever ready.
Well, yeah, no. Like if I were to answer that question, then the answer would be absolutely no. Like, no, I'm not.
No.
At the same time though, I fully believe that I have some preparation that needs to happen, but I don't think anyone's ever ready for it to have kids.
And that was the problem with my last ex and I, because he came up with it. He's like, "Well, I don't really feel like we're ready." And I'm like, "You're never ready. You are never ready to have kids. You're never financially fit. You're never at a point in your life where you're like, oh, I can be da 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 da. Unless you're like crazy rich or you're crazy ready to go." And you know,
but I'm also in my 30s now.
Poor people have kids,
right? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like you're never ready. Well, and I had even though my mom's been married like 4 or 5 times, I had a great mother and a great childhood with her, and she was never prepared for this crap. Yeah. And like, I turned out great. My brother turned out decently. but he's great now.
There's some shit.
But you make it happen and make it work.
Right. And I think that's what it comes down to. Are you mentally ready?
Now, and it also comes to the other ready that I know I'm in my 30s now and I am ready and would be fine giving up all those freedoms in which an older gay man has. You know, like going out,
he doesn't have those freedoms.
Doing other stuff.
That's
like I am okay with giving up that part. Like I'm ready for that. I don't know if Ricky's ready to not have people on
sleepovers.
Speed dial.
What are you doing?
That's email.
You know,
I think I'm. If I was like put in a situation like,
are you ready to be an uncle?
I'm already uncle.
You
have five nephews. Are you ready to be a gay uncle?
I'm telling you,
I'm a gay uncle.
I have already thought about telling the people in our building that I will babysit their children.
There are three
because we have three babies in our building, six flat. And I'm like, oh, I'll babysit. Go on.
It's so funny.
Bring the babies up. Come on, please.
On the east side of the building, it's couple with the baby. No, it's couple. Second floor, it's couple with the baby, and then a couple. No, there's only two kids.
I don't know. Maybe there's something.
And then on our side, the west side, we have a couple with a baby, single gay man that's really weird and has a dog that's, what's his name, Rupert?
He's kind of creepy. He's weird.
So I should call him?
No, you do not.
No, he looks kind of like a gremlin hobbit.
Perfect.
Skeletor.
But like really skinny Skeletor, yes. And like sunken in.
That is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. He's really nice, though. And his little dog, Rupert, is a little vicious.
No, I think he makes him to be more vicious than he is.
Is he a Jack Terrier?
No, he's a little
Jack Russell,
Shih Tzu kind of thing. Like, he's like, oh,
that's the guy that was outside your house. Yes. And he was like stalking the cat. He was weird.
Yes. Yes.
And I was like, ooh, you're gross.
No, that part was cute. No.
That black cat goes everywhere.
That part was cute, though, because that black cat is fun to watch because we stood there because it will stop.
We were getting ready to go in the apartment, like in the building and stuff, and I'm like,
kitty.
It started coming up. Like, no, no.
This cat stalks squirrels up the tree.
Uh-huh.
It was the funniest thing ever because it was getting down like, I'm looking for this prey. I'm going to get that son of a bitch. And he like bounced on the tree and then the squirrel stopped. And I'm like, no, who's going to get me? No, no, no. I'm going to get you. No, I'm going to get you.
33? Yeah. Okay. Well, Joe, we're about to end the show, but is there anything that you want to talk about? Anything else? Or did you have anything else in your show notes that you want to talk about? I mean, we can make the show a little longer, but... Were you excited to be on the show? Was it everything you thought it would be and more?
It was. It was. I wanted to thank you all for having me up and inviting us up to hang out. So,
and I'm just happy that I'm really the first podcast that had you live. Well, in a studio area recording, right? Like you've been on the phone with other podcasters.
Yeah.
That's not the same, you guys. So you can be jealous bitches.
It might have been more organized.
Are you coming to Vegas?
No.
Oh.
No. I work retail. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
He's Nate. Me the mute.
Oh, that wrong one.
Uh-oh.
I don't know which one you are.
I'm the black one.
For real. Nuh-uh. He's talking about skin, not heart.
Oh, snap.
Rude. Because Ricky's the black heart.
Oh, I am. No one loves me. No one likes me. No one looks at me except for old, nasty people.
Yes,
and
obviously.
And the visitors who drop by.
That's true.
Again, welcome, Joe. Come back anytime.
And I'll tell you right now, it's sweet.
So you cuddled and cuddle with air quotes?
Yes.
No, we cuddled.
And then some.
Did that lead into anything?
Yes.
Did you have to shower afterwards?
How many showers have you taken today?
One.
Whoa. So number two had the scent
sloppy
of two
seconds.
Of one? No.
Disgusting. No, you and first.
I'm uncomfortable and I think we should end the show.
You sitting with DNA?
No, I just took it. No, I was in the shower.
We arrived here and he was in the shower.
I was singing Adele. Did you like it?
Did you just hear me singing Adele to you?
If he would have locked that door,
I would have busted
in there.
He would have
been inside that room.
I would have been like,
whoa.
Will you watch my back?
Damn. You should see the spikes on that.
And the computer too.
Yeah, he's got some spikes on his back.
Well, thank you, Joe, for stopping by and coming to see us, our little area of the city.
I can't wait for dinner tonight.
We'll get to see it. We should stop by the frozen yogurt place, too.
And talk about our
talk about periods. We can have period talk, Lauren.
Our monthly period talk.
Yes. The first night, were you... Did we talk about this on the show?
Yes.
No, because you guys weren't on the show.
No, we mentioned
I wasn't on the show then, but I'm pretty sure you talked about it.
We mentioned it before.
The first night,
we were talking
Tom
about
and Terry,
the Diva Cup.
You know Tom and Terry, right?
I've heard of. You've heard of...
Okay. That's the weird thing. Like, the podcasters all know the listeners, but not all the listeners know each other. So Tom and Terry live here in Chicago, and the first night they met us up for dinner. They met us up, and we went to the frozen yogurt place that's right up the road from here. And so Tom and Terry and I were talking, and then we turn around, and then James and Bill.
Close.
Sorry, I had to think of their names. James and Bill, I turn around and talking to Lauren. They're like, you know, I just get these cramps. And you know, they're just talking about periods or some bullshit.
I think
like
that's the first time we talked about the Diva Cup.
Yeah, that was the first time we were talking about the Diva Cup.
Oh, yeah, we got to go. We got to go.
Whoa. There's a bus coming for
There's a bus coming for 10 minutes. We got to go. So give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call us at 863-666. Really? Really? A snort?
Someone snorted.
0377.
It made me laugh.
Repeat that number.
863-666-0377.
Don't forget to email us at jamesroryfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
For dick pics.
Or they could. They could.
Oh, don't put me on that spot.
Uh-oh.
Talk
about
job.
Our Tumblr.
I'm Bill. You can follow us on Tumblr by looking or searching or
foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
There you go. Like us on our Facebook fan page and also follow us on Twitter at foulmonkeys or JamesRoyFM.
Yes, and that's it, right?
That's it. Let's go.
All right, we're out of here.
Bill gonna get a foulmonkeys FM something or other.
Yeah, when are you gonna get your
shed?
Well, this may be changing. We'll talk about it at dinner.
I wanna wait until it changes.
Some people may be
not
getting their pink slip.
My pink slip. No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So,
bye.
Hi, this is Bill. Or bye.
Awkward. Awkward. Bye, people. Have a great week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So, first of all, you think that Julie Andrews. In the German hillsides running from the Nazis is saying the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.